We're often glued to our phones, connected to email and games. But at one summer camp, Northwest Tribes hope kids will forget technology and reconnect with nature, their culture, and the foods that have sustained them forever. Correspondent Courtney Flatt tagged along for a day of salmon camp and has this report.
Pulling on a dry suit isn't easy, even if it is several sizes too big.
Can you pull your socks up around your jeans?
But these middle school students don't mind. They walk into the chilly water of Mill Creek on the Warm Springs Reservation, hoping to see some fish.
Okay, you guys are going to float down this way.
It's the third day of this year's salmon camp, put on by the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission. The camp is a week of science, adventures, and exploration for about 20 kids from four different tribes. Today, they're learning about habitat restoration. Here, kids learn from real-world experts, cultural stewards, and biologists. Like fish biologist Jens Lovetang with the Warm Springs Tribe. He tells the students the project they're wading into is a big one.
This used to be an old mill pond. So the creek used to start at the top, and it was just like a fire hose straight down. There wasn't any place in this creek that was more than about this deep.
He holds his hands a few feet apart.
How deep was it in there?
Great.
It's probably, what, 4 feet deep, 5 feet deep? That's more than there was ever before. But what that does is it creates really nice habitat for those juveniles so they'll survive.
Now the creek twists and turns. Its cool waters and new vegetation are looking more like home to fish. 2 years later, fish are returning to this creek. Just a handful right now, but biologists hope the population will continue to grow as the habitat develops.
What'd you guys see under the water?
Fish.
They may have been spring Chinook salmon.
The campers ask about the salmon, about its life cycle. They want to learn about the science behind what they're seeing. Tana Atchley is coordinating salmon camp. She hopes what the students are learning will help them to better appreciate their homelands.
It's being out in the environment and being interactive with it and touching it and feeling it and smelling it and tasting it.
This is the fifth year of salmon camp. Atchley says she looks forward to it every year.
When students are in middle school, they're awkward and they're growing and they're innocent like little kids, but they're also very opinionated and they observe things and they want to be taught to as an adult.
They're eager to learn, and it was on to the next activity. A long drive up a mountain, and about an hour later, the group looked out over Trout Lake. It was time to gather some huckleberries, a traditional first food. Before they began picking, the students learned about traditional gathering techniques.
You guys finding any berries over here?
Yeah, only a couple. But normally when there's more, I go one for me, one for the basket, two for me, two for the basket. And I always eat them right when I get them.
This is Juju Matamoros' first year at salmon camp. The 12-year-old is going into 7th grade. She's learned a lot these past few days.
I've learned about animals, some animals, and then habitats, insects.
Her favorite subject? Science.
I wanted to be a marine biologist when I get older, or a baker.
Atchley believes it's important to pique kids' curiosity early to help them understand more about the natural world and career possibilities in it while they're still young.
Math and science are critical. They're the foundation of understanding all of the different components of restoring habitat or helping first foods survive.
It'll be up to these students to carry on their culture. Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio News in Warm Springs, Oregon.